Many older adults want to stay in their own homes as long as they can, and often they need some help to make that possible. Not everyone has family to count on, so for tens of thousands of older Americans, the solution has been something called the village. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging. She's traveled around the country looking at how this concept has evolved, and she joins us now. First, Ina, what is the village?
Well, it is not an actual village, first of all. It's a neighborhood-based membership organization. Usually the way it works is that older adults pay dues of a few hundred dollars a year, and that pays for an office and a tiny staff. And then the village provides connections to discounted services, anything from contractors to grocery shopping to home health workers. There are also social activities. Basically, it's a lot of things you might find in assisted living, except you don't have to leave your home.
And these are all over the country?
Right. The number's grown to 230, and there are another 130 in development. But 15 years ago, there was only one village in the Beacon Hill section of Boston.
And Ina, since you went there to see what it was like, let's hear what you found out.
Well, first I met one of the founders, Susan McWinney Morse.
We started to worry about what was going to happen when we aged because we love our community and we wanted to stay here.
McWinney Morse was in her mid-60s then and realized that what she wanted as she aged didn't exist. It took 2 years working with about a dozen of her neighbors to invent something new.
It's a grassroots movement on the part of older people who did not want to be patronized, isolated, infantilized. That's what we felt was out there for us. And we felt quite confident in taking care of ourselves and staying in our own homes, which in 2000 was absolutely revolutionary.
But now, it feels routine.
So there's either going to be a schism in the Republican Party, which some people are talking about.
Every Wednesday morning for nearly 10 years, a bunch of village members have been getting together at this restaurant to discuss politics over French toast. It's just one event on a calendar packed with classes, trips to museums, the theater, even travel to other cities.
Anyway, we were talking about climate change and the hope that these storms will force.
Most of the people here this morning are in their 70s and 80s. Muriel Feingold says coming here every Wednesday has made her more alert.
I've got to know to keep up with stuff because you don't want to feel, you know, ignorant.
Beacon Hill Village now has more than 300 members, and it still performs the supportive tasks that were a major reason for its founding. One of the people who makes that happen is 67-year-old Tom Moore. Driving for the village is his retirement job.
Tuesdays and Fridays are our busiest days shopping-wise.
83-year-old Joan Smith was able to go shopping thanks to a ride from Moore. As he loads her bags into the car, Smith says the transportation gives her the freedom to make her own selections at the store.
So there's a little more spontaneity now. You know, I do like checking to see what's there, whether there's something new, whether there's a special.
While Joan Smith was shopping, so was Tom Moore, picking up groceries for a village member who doesn't go out much these days.
Hello, how are you? Would you let Cynthia know we're here?
77-year-old Cynthia Bowden lives in a high-rise with a gorgeous view of the Charles River. She's lived here for 36 years. Her walker leans against a chair. She wears an emergency call button around her neck. It's been like this since she was in the hospital a few years ago.
I didn't want to go into not a nursing home,
Rehab,
yeah. I wanted to just come home directly.
And she was able to arrange for care at home with help from the village. But being a member, she says, means more to her than the sum of the services offered.
It's very comforting. That's one of the most important things.
And Robert, she's now able to stay home and keep watching the river roll by from her window.
Now, Ina, Beacon Hill in Boston is a famously affluent community. Would the village model work anywhere, do you think?
Well, we don't know yet. There's research from the University of California at Berkeley that found the nationwide village members tend to be white and at least middle class. But there are experiments that we're going to hear about in the next couple of days, one in inner city Chicago and another in rural California.
NPR's Ina Jaffe. Ina, thanks.
Thank you.